Good afternoon. Why don't I start out by introducing our senior team at Sam's Club. And I'm going to start on this side of the room and introduce Whitney Head, who is our general counsel for Sam's Club. And now I'm going to shift over to this side of the room. Liz Kirkwork, our CFO. Sharon Orloff, who leads human resources for us. Linda Hefner, who many of you may know from her time leading home at Walmart, who is now leading merchandising for Sam's Club. Tim Yasko, who oversees supply chain, inventory replenishment, and systems support for Sam's. Todd Harbaugh, who oversees all of our planning and integration, really making sure that we bring together our great merchandising, marketing, and operations plans each and every week for our member. Cindy Davis, who leads membership and marketing. And Nacho Perez, who is our head of operations. So I'm going to look to a number of them to answer some of the questions today, but I thought I might start out by proactively answering some of the questions that I would expect to be on your mind. Now, starting with, you know, after a couple of months here at Sam's, my overview of the channel and our business. And as I've looked at the channel performance, as I looked at our business, particularly in this challenging economic environment, I think the warehouse channel is very well positioned to meet the needs of today's consumer and our members. And I think that's been evidenced by the traffic trends you've seen in the channel of late. I think our Sam's Club business is uniquely well prepared today to meet the needs of both our Advantage member, and as I've talked to our members, as we've watched their shopping behavior, our Advantage member today is interested in great brands, they're focused on great quality, they're looking for innovative new items, and they're certainly searching for value like never before. And I think we're very well positioned to meet their needs. From a business member standpoint, I think we're at a very unique inflection point. And I think our small business members need us more today than perhaps ever before in our 25-year history. Our business members are clearly challenged from a cash flow standpoint. They're looking at their credit lines being reduced. They're shopping more frequently to manage their inventory more carefully, and they're looking for greater savings. And I talked about the work we've done recently with our small business savings drive, working with over 100,000 business members, saving them close to $300 million. And it's an important way for us to connect with that business member. And I think we're well positioned to continue to meet both the needs of our business and our Advantage member. The other question I expected this morning was, as I look at our new team, and we have a number of very new members at Sam's Club, but as I introduce this team, I am introducing a very experienced group, a very diverse group that brings a very unique blend of experience at Walmart, experience at Sam's Club, experience with some leading consumer packaged good companies, and other leading specialty retailers. So I am feeling very good about the diversity of our team, the unique blend of critical experiences, and I think we're very well positioned from a leadership standpoint to build this business going forward. The third question I expected to be on everyone's mind is what's happening with membership and what's our view, what's my view of the membership trends to date. And as we sit here today, we're very pleased with the way our members are reacting to our marketing and membership offerings. If I look at the traffic and the membership generation that came from our Advantage members as a reaction to some of our marketing programs like Taste of Spring, our 100 Days of Summer, we're seeing very positive signs. Our small business members are clearly interested in maintaining that membership. And to date, we're seeing very steady membership trends year on year. We do have some challenging pockets, and it relates to the pressure that our small business members are facing. So our primary business memberships are tracking very well. Where are we feeling pressure? It's what we call those add-on memberships, those additional memberships that businesses were buying for their employees that right now they're scrutinizing very carefully. And if they're making decisions, it's because they're preserving cash, they're looking at those add-on memberships very carefully, and we expect that to continue over the balance of the year. But overall, we're very pleased with the way our members are reacting to our marketing offerings, and we think we're on the right path as we build a more targeted and relevant approach to building membership. The final question I'll ask before I open it up, or answer before I open it up to the group, is, are there going to be any significant changes in direction? New leadership team, new CEO, where do we go from here? And I would tell you, you should expect our Sam's Club team to continue to focus on leveraging consumer and member insights to guide our strategy and guide our growth. We'll be focused on utilizing the insights we have around our member, both business and advantage, to sharpen and improve our merchandising offering. You should expect us to use those insights to continue to build a more targeted and relevant relationship with our members. You should absolutely expect those consumer and member insights to guide how we merchandise our club each and every week and how we create a wow experience inside the club for our members. And at the same time, you can absolutely count on the fact that we'll be focused on managing costs and driving greater productivity throughout our system. So I thought it'd be helpful just to start out and answer right up front three or four questions that I would expect to be on your list, and now I'll open it up for other questions that might be on your mind. Yes.
Hi, Robbie Holmes from Bank of America, Merrill Lynch. Can you comment on, you know, I know that you've seen mix shift at Sam's towards food and consumables. Can you sort of comment on how long you expect, you know, that to continue in this environment and sort of your view on the inflation rate in that category and how that could affect your same-store sales?
Well, why don't I start with some of the mix changes that we're seeing? And you've heard us talk throughout the day about some changes in certainly the economic environment here in the U.S., how that's affecting consumer trends and consumption trends. And clearly, we're seeing a consumer right now that is much more focused on consumable products. We're certainly very pleased with the performance trends in our fresh categories and a number of our key consumable categories. Where we're seeing some changes is as it relates to higher ticket discretionary items. And I think that's to be expected in this environment as consumers shop much more carefully for discretionary items. And we're managing our mix and our inventories accordingly. I would expect that to be a trend that continues. A consumer who is certainly focused on high quality consumable products. We certainly would expect to see our fresh business continue to grow. Many of our key consumable categories continue to grow. And we're also very careful about how we manage higher ticket discretionary items. So I don't think that's a short-term trend. I think that's a longer-term trend as consumers really think about how they shop. We recognize right now that consumers are tapped for credit, they're savings more, and they're just being much more careful about how they manage their cash flow during the course of the month. So those are the general trends we're seeing. I expect that to continue.
Yeah.
Sure. You know, I think we've talked about, I think you've heard Eduardo talk about some of the inflation and deflationary trends. We continue to see significant deflationary trends in dairy categories. Overall, we're seeing very modest rates of inflation throughout the business.
Brian, let's go over here.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, Brian, Peter Benedict of Robert Baird. Can you talk about the membership fee structure for Sam's Club versus competition and maybe your thoughts around using that as a vehicle to attract new members?
Sure. Why don't I let Cindy Davis, who heads up our marketing and membership, address that question. If we can get Cindy a microphone.
So if I understand your question, it was about would we do anything around perhaps discounting membership as it relates to membership income to drive trends. We talked about this the last time we were together. We don't have plans to discount our membership. We feel very strongly that we're seeing, in fact, future members respond to our $40 membership and our $35 membership in a positive way. What we are doing, as you've seen, is some short-term fractional membership opportunities, like a $15 membership that we just launched for 100 Days of Summer, or 10 for 10, where we're giving people a chance to come in and try us. Those memberships aren't discounts. They're actually a little higher on a per-day basis than our base membership, and we're pleased to see the number of people that are converting to $40 memberships as a result.
Thanks. David Strasser, Johnny Montgomery. Question, as the bigger ticket items,
It's a relatively higher demographic. It's, you know, more business. Are you seeing any issues as it relates to credit, we were just talking about a little earlier, as part of the reason for the weakness in those areas? Are you, and just along that, are you seeing more cash used for purchases inside the stores, even for your customer?
I think the simple answer is yes and yes. And as we talk to our members, particularly as we talk to our business members, you know, credit is one of the top issues that they're facing right now. They're seeing their credit lines contracting. They are clearly managing cash more effectively. So that is a big issue for both of our members, predominantly our business member, clearly facing the pinch of their credit lines being contracted. And we're certainly seeing a reduction in the use of credit throughout our business. So those factors are real. I think they're here to stay as today's consumer recognizes that the days of receiving, you know, credit cards in the mail every single week and the availability of cheap and flexible credit are gone. And they're now looking at how they manage their budgets much more carefully.
Could I just follow up that with, what's a strategy to combat that? Because at some point there's just demand that will disappear. So what do you do to try and, you know, offset some of that, you know, specifically to that area?
Well, obviously, we're understanding the needs of our business member. We've been doing a lot of work with them right now. Part of our small business savings drive is really make sure we show them ways to demonstrate savings through products, through services, and through energy costs. So we're really trying to partner with our small business member to show them ways to improve their budgeting and find other value within our club.
Thanks. Adrienne Shapiro, Goldman Sachs. Could you talk about private branding, what your thoughts are there? We're seeing Walmart relaunch private brand, make a big push there, your competition as well. Give us a sense what percentage it is today and where you think that can move to.
Well, I won't talk about the percentages today. I certainly think that private brand is an important part of our strategy going forward. We want to continue to look at our brand architecture, make sure that we understand by category, you know, what the needs of our member are going to be, how we provide them with a great private brand offering where appropriate. So it's certainly something we think about every single day. It'll be a key part of our strategy going forward. And we recognize the importance of providing high quality private brands at Sam's Club.
Michael Eckstein with Credit Suisse. Two questions. Number one, in a prior capacity, you competed with Costco. What insight from that period of time do you apply? Will you attempt to apply in this capacity? And secondly, do you take or contemplate taking food stamps, and what do you think the impact is on the business?
Let me start with kind of the prior experience competing with Costco. And certainly, you know, I've had prior experience competing very directly with them in a prior role. I think today it's really making sure we step back and understand what today's marketplace looks like and what the current consumer dynamics are, understanding how we apply great consumer insights from our member to meet their needs. I think if we meet their needs effectively, we'll compete very effectively in the market. So I've certainly spent a lot of time thinking about prior learning, how we apply it here at Sam's, but I also recognize we need to update that. We need to be staying very close to what's happening in today's marketplace, the needs of today's consumer and member, and I'll take some of the old learning and apply it with new insights as we go forward. Your other question was regarding food stamps. I think we may have talked about this previously. We're certainly seeing the expansion of EBT or food stamp usage. It's a very small part of our business, but we are seeing more members use food stamps or EBT in their shopping, but it's not material in our overall mix.
What does the profitability of those transactions look like versus the typical transaction?
Yeah. We've looked at it. Michael, I don't have the numbers right in front of me, so we'd have to go back and take
That's
a look.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi, Dan Bender, Jefferies. Two questions. First, you spoke about the pressure in the add-on membership. If you net that out against the positive trends you're seeing in your core member, can you just give us an idea of what your member counts look like year on year in comps, in comp clubs? And if they are negative, when would you expect that to reverse?
Cindy, you want to talk about the recent trends?
Absolutely. So
So if we net out, add-ons, we're seeing growth in small business memberships as well as Advantage memberships in terms of new signups. Renewal rates holding pretty steady, basically flat. As far as when we expect to see significant turnaround, we've talked about this again in our meetings before, that we are still in a rebuilding phase from really what is a multi-year impact of some softness we saw in membership signups after our fee increase. So we are still working through that. Expect to see that be an issue for us, I think, at least for the next few quarters.
And the second part of my question had to do with store productivity. I realize there's a big difference in the geographical exposure that you have versus Costco, and that explains a lot of the difference in the productivity per box. But from a real estate standpoint, do you see a big opportunity to relocate a portion of the store base, and is that something you plan to pursue?
Yeah, obviously, early days for me. We're always looking at our real estate portfolio, looking for opportunities to relocate where appropriate, to remodel as appropriate. So that's part of our strategy going forward, is really make sure we look at our real estate portfolio today. Where do we have expansion opportunities? Where do we have clubs that are in need of remodeling? Where do we have relocation opportunities? And we'll continue to look at that as we plan for next year.
I had two questions. One, I was curious, Wayne Hood, BMO Capital. I was curious about the actual conversion rate on your trial members and what that might be. And is that entire program profitable with the conversion? And then I had a question about capital allocation in light of what may be an extended slow cycle, down cycle. Would you anticipate that your capital would be requirements for 2010 would be down? And if you do, by what magnitude?
Do you want to talk membership first?
First things first. It's a good question. Our renewal rates on those members, obviously, we can't disclose the exact number, but I can tell you that we exceeded our expectations on the fractional membership that we did for 10 for 10, which is why, as you would expect, we did launched another $15 membership for 100 Days of Summer. So exact numbers, can't give them out to you, but we were very pleased with it.
Does you want to talk about capital and some of the changes that we might see this year? There's a mic coming your way right there.
I'm sorry, could you repeat the capital question?
I have to get the mic. What I was curious about, in light of what's going on in the economy, I would suspect that your capital requirements in 2010 would be less than they were in 2009 or 2008, but I may be wrong. If they are less, by what magnitude would they be less? And if they're not less, why wouldn't they be less? That's
sure.
A number of questions.
So going into next year, I think what we'll ask you to do is wait until we get to the October meeting where we'll be talking about, you know, overall capital investment for the entire company. We wouldn't change guidance right now.
One more.
So actually, elaborating on the last question, the first part of it is, from a real estate perspective, are you being presented with opportunities that you haven't been in the past? And then secondly, for Linda Hefner specifically, obviously you did an absolutely phenomenal job in home at Walmart. Can you talk about, still it's obviously early days, but the opportunities that you see in merchandising at Sam's?
Linda, you want to answer that one first, then we'll wrap up.
Sure, thank you. We have a great home team in Walmart, and the team will keep taking it forward. I've just been at Sam's for a few weeks and see quite a number of strengths and a number of opportunities. We will be prioritizing, first and foremost, what categories we really want to focus on and prioritize as priority categories. What SAM stands for is value, and we're very keen on making sure that we win on the quality part of that value equation while offering better prices than the competition. So that's a second priority. And then thirdly, the in-club experience, and a lot of merchandise choices affect that in-club experience, assortment, adjacencies, presentation disciplines, and so that's a third area of focus for us. And the whole merchandising team here behind me has lined up against those priorities at Sam's. Thank you.
I'm going to turn it over to our real estate expert to answer that final question.
Thanks. I don't know about expert, but yes, to answer your question, we are seeing opportunities both in Sam's and in Walmart. As tight as capital has gotten, and as much as growth has slowed around the country, and really real estate costs probably being 30 to 40% land deals versus where they were at peak a couple of years ago, there are lots of opportunity for us around the country as we go forward.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, the Sam's team. Next up, I'd like to introduce our Chief Executive Officer for the Walmart International segment, Doug McMillon.
Good afternoon.